world, come out of the world and obey his word. That's actually how you worship Jesus. Not just showing up and doing music shows, showing up for a Sunday church service.
I worship him any way I want because I came to America to worship my God the way I want to worship him.
But you're an idolater then. You got to worship him his way.
You say.
The Bible says.
You say.
The Bible says.
No, you say.
You're an idolater if you don't worship God's way.
You say.
You need to do that. Repent, sir. I love you. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Worship God his way. You can't worship God your own way. That makes you an idolater. 1 Samuel 15 says, God requires obedience, not sacrifice. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Following after the false ways of the church system is witchcraft. So we're here to lift up Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection. The love and grace and mercy of Jesus is available to all those that will repent and seek him. Jesus said, the word of God says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your man-made religion leads to death. Your worshiping God in false fleshly music shows leads to spiritual death. But James 5 says, 19 through 20, pull a man from his sin and save a soul from death. That's our goal today, to pull Americans from the sin of false Christianity, to show you biblically in God's word why this is not of God, because we love our neighbor. If you're not worshiping God in spirit and truth, you're worshiping him in vain. Read Mark 7.